Diddy's former head of security details disgraced mogul's alleged abuse as corporate brands jump ship. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 27, 2024. Sean P. Diddy Combs' former head of security says he saw the rap mogul get physical with ex's singer Cassie Ventura and actress Kim Porter. Meanwhile, major contracts and an eyeglasses retailer halted sales of the disgraced mogul's Sean John frames. America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses has stopped sales of Combs' company's frames, a spokesperson told TMZ. Sources told the outlet that America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses started pulling the rapper's frames online last month, and have begun pulling them from the shelves of the actual stores last week. An internal message sent to America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses employees instructed them to place a hold on selling the glasses and to wait until they receive further information on what to do with the remainder of the merchandise. While the company did not disclose exactly why they halted sales of Combs frames, the decision was likely related to the newly emerged security video footage shows the rapper brutally beating his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in an incident that reportedly took place in 2016. Watch below. Meanwhile, Combs' former security guard Roger Bonds recently talked to Piers Morgan about the conversations he had with the rapper's exes Cassie Ventura and Kim Porter, adding that he had personally seen Combs get physical with the both of them. "I've seen him get physical," Bonds said. "I've seen him get really physical, grab him up. It was one time that Cassie mentioned inside her lawsuit where she said she had to go over to the London Hotel. I was the one who was checking on her every day at the London Hotel, you know what I'm saying? So, I know that to be true. I seen him get into some wrestling and punching matches," Bonds added. Watch below. Combs' former security guard went on to explain that he felt the rapper had a deeper anger. "It's a deeper anger when you're hitting and punching a woman in that type of manner," he said. "It's understood if you have a problem with one woman. But when you have a problem with every woman that you're dealing with, then I think that problem is inside of you." Bonds added that he saw Porter fight back against Combs. "I seen him smack her," he said. "One thing about Kim is, Kim got to the point where she fought back, because she realized how powerful she was." The hip-hop star's former security guard also noted that he had conversations with both women about Combs' behavior. "Me and Cassie had conversations. Me and Kim had conversations," he said. "Kim was basically telling me," she said, Bonds, "I got four of them. She said, I allow these things to happen, as far as him messing around with girls and stuff like that. And she said, when I get tired of it, he's gonna know. And Cassie, you got to a point where it's like you talking to daughter. And I'm giving her advice, but Cassie was so scared that the advice that you would give her, she would go back and tell him," Bonds continued. "And that would make you not want to talk to her, or give her advice. Or tell her what she should do, because she would go back and tell him. Maybe when she got high and they was alone," Combs' former security guard added. "Next thing you know, he would call you over the speaker and tell you, 'Yo, come to my room, why you talking to my girl?'" Bonds explained of Combs. Bonds also said that he felt manipulated by Combs. "A lot of people say, 'Why did you stay?' And I tell people, me, myself, I was also manipulated," Bonds told Morgan. He would also apologize to me, like, "Yo, I don't know what's wrong with me. Yo, that's not gonna happen again. I'm gonna do better. You would see everything going all right for the next couple of weeks. For next month or two, and then all of a sudden you would see him blow up again over something," Bonds explained. "If I stayed, I felt like I could help," Bonds added. "But if I leave, who's gonna help her? It was plenty of people there. Why did she say my name? Because everybody else would turn a blind eye to her, and that's one of the reasons I stayed." As Breitbart News reported, the Klieg lights have been on Combs ever since Mach. When Homeland Security officials raided his properties in Los Angeles and Miami in connection to a sex trafficking investigation. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.